Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. After a dismal, nearly snowless winter last year, New England ski resorts are wrapping up a much better season this year, and some young athletes are having a pretty good run, too. The New England News Collaborative's Fred Bever reports from the U.S. Championships at Sugarloaf in Maine.
The season got a monster start right out of the gate when Vermont's Killington Ski Resort attracted the region's first World Cup event in a quarter century.
Everybody's waiting for the game.
More than 10,000 spectators showed up, many of them to see Olympic and World Cup winner Michaela Schifrin race in the women's slalom. Schifrin's a graduate of Burke Mountain Academy in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom. As you can hear, she won. Now, near the end of a season that's seen some big snow, some big thaws, and then more snow, a handful of younger New England skiers are making some noise. 2 weeks ago, Alice Merriweather, a Hingham, Mass. Native who learned to ski at New Hampshire's Attitash Mountain, won the Junior World Downhill Championship in Åre, Sweden. It's the World Cup for skiers, 20 or under. On the men's side, Maine native Sam Morse, a Sugarloaf skier since before he was two and trained there by skiing legend Bodie Miller's former coach, took the downhill gold. This week, they are both racing in the U.S. Championships at Sugarloaf.
So the downhill is the fastest, kind of least controlled setting that we race.
Sitting in his father's furniture store, located on the mountain's downslope, Morse describes his favorite event.
It's high speeds, there's big jumps. It definitely takes like technical skiing ability and some courage.
A few minutes later, Alice Merriweather joins the conversation. She and Morse have known each other a decade, skiing in the regional, national, and now international circuits together. It's pretty remarkable, she says, that they're both winning the speed races.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, especially being from the East Coast. You don't see a lot of speed skiers out of the East, and so to have the two World Junior Downhill Champions be from, you know, small mountains on the East is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really exciting that day just because they raced in the morning and we raced after them. So I got to kind of like watch Alice win and then like watch her on the podium and sing, you know, the national anthem and stuff. And it was like inspiring for me to be like, all right, like it'd be really cool if we could do this. And then to come down to the lead was unbelievable.
At Sugarloaf Saturday, Merriweather disqualified when she skied off course in the Super G, a turnier race than the downhill. Morse fared better, taking an early lead in the men's Super G. At the finish line, he gamely took media questions about his style.
Pretty much all subconscious at this point, yeah. You don't have time to really think. You execute, like, tactically, but you're skiing-wise, it's either there or it's not. At this time of year, you got to just be going with what you have, what your body knows.
As that interview was unfolding, another competitor was racing down the course to what would prove to be the winning time. It was Ryan Cochran Siegel, who learned to ski in Richmond, Vermont, from his mother, Barbara Ann Cochran, winner of Olympic skiing gold in 1972. This new generation of New England stars have two more days of national championship races in Maine. Look for them in Europe next year, and maybe back at Killington. U.S. ski officials say a deal's almost done to bring the World Cup back there next year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Carabasset Valley, Maine.